If the Bible says we should not eat blood, and it does, then is it wrong to receive blood transfusions?
Some people are surprised even to learn the simple fact that in the Old and the New Testament, Christians are clearly commanded, and not just Jews and Gentiles, clearly commanded not to eat blood.
Yes.
Someone is wondering then, well, what would that do to a blood transfusion? Of course, there are some churches that teach, there's one denomination in particular, that that's the same thing as eating blood. I would respectfully disagree. I think that the admonition in the Bible not to eat blood is talking about eating animal blood for food. And of course, you wouldn't want to eat human blood for food either. And it is both a spiritual and a physical principle. Spiritually, he says the life is in the blood. And physically, we know disease can be transferred from animal to animal by virtue of the blood. When a person takes a blood transfusion, they're getting that blood to sustain life. So, and they're not taking it orally. They're not eating it. It's a whole different process. And it has to be the same blood type. The Bible says in Acts, oh, I can't remember where it is. It's in Acts that God has made, I quoted it last week and now I can't remember. He has made of all nations one blood. And the human family, you know, we are all related in that sense. And so to receive a transfusion, we are all saved by virtue of a blood transfusion from Jesus.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
I like to remind people the first miracle of Christ was he took water and turned it into pure grape juice and he gave it to a wedding. The last thing Jesus did before he died on the cross, it says he tasted the sour wine. He gave us pure grape juice and he took our sour wine. It's like a blood transfusion. That's what the blood of Christ does for us.